Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the first episode of 2024. I am very excited and I'm so pumped to have you here today. If it's your first time tuning in today, do me a huge favor, hit that like and subscribe button. You are not going to want to miss any episodes this year. We've got some massive guests coming up. We've got a whole new look and feel to the 1% podcast, and this community is just going to continue to grow. So if you enjoyed today's episode, hit that like or subscribe, give us 5 stars, and make sure you tell a friend about it, because this podcast is about to take over this year and I cannot wait. Thank you to everyone who has been on the journey for a long time. Can't wait to bring you guys a whole bunch of new stuff this year. Also, a massive thank you to the whole community who has been grabbing some of the Good Human Factory merch. We have a whole new range and it's just so special to see people now wearing shirts around that say, be kind to your mind, that say, what are you grateful for? And are just creating a really positive message around their community. I get messages every day from people that people are coming up to them, asking them what they're grateful for and starting really positive conversations. If you want to grab some of the merch, head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com, use the code podcast, a massive 25% off. And I want to put a bit of a challenge out to everyone. If you see someone out in the wild, out in your community wearing one of the shirts, whether it be a what are you grateful for, a be kind to your mind, or any of our merch, go up to that person and ask them, what are you grateful for? The Good Human Factory is all about community. It's all about all of you incredible people who listen to the podcast, who are in the 1% Good Club and all of that good stuff that we do. It's about starting community. So make sure you go up to anyone wearing the merch, ask them what they're grateful for, and that's your little challenge for this year. Also, a big thank you to our sponsors, Drinkarepa. These guys have been supporting myself and this podcast for a very long time. They are all about taking care of your brain. They're a brain drink. They have an incredible product, which is all designed to make your brain perform better. Short-term performance for your brain, long-term brain health. It's all in there, all backed by neuroscience. If you head over to their website, drinkarepa.com, use the code GOODHUMAN, you get a big 25% off over on their website. They have capsules, they have powders for your smoothies. And the best one that I love is just their drinks. You can also find it in at Woolworths and at Coles in the cold section. Look for the purple glass bottle. And yeah, you're going to absolutely love the stuff. Make sure you tag at Drinkarepa and myself in any socials if you try it out and you enjoy it. Okay, the 1% podcast this year. So the 1% podcast, for anyone new here, or if you listen to the pod and you're not part of the 1% club, this is what it is. So I created a thing on Instagram called the 1% Good Club. I wanted to give 1% of my day to my mental health. 1% of your day is 14 minutes. So I was like, let's do 10 minutes of meditation in the morning, 4 minutes of gratitude at night, and create a community of people who keep each other accountable. Every morning I send a link to a meditation that you can just click on and try out. And every single night, everyone in the group writes 3 things they're grateful for and just starts a really positive community and a positive conversation around the good things that are happening in our day. There's about 1,500 members across 9 different group chats. If you want to join in, it's completely free. It always will be. This year, I'm going to be also every month bringing you an expert in a different field, whether it's breathwork, meditation, nutrition, sleep. And for the first month, this month, I'm going to be doing my Feel Good Mental Health Workshop for free over Zoom for everyone who's in the community. So go hit the Good Human Factory on Instagram, send us a message saying, I want to join the club, and you're going to be added in. It's going to be an amazing year with the community and would love to have you involved. So as I do every week, I'm going to read out a few of the gratitudes and also the response to the question I asked this week in the group chat. So the question I asked was, what brings you energy? And I got some really special responses to this. So here we go. I'm going to read out a few of the gratitudes and a few of the responses to what brings people energy. So first up from group number 4, we have Jade Smith. Gratitudes. Number 1, a great night's sleep after a big beach day yesterday. Number 2, an easy day back at work. And my number 3, trying a new recipe tonight. And to answer the question, What brings energy into my life is definitely cooking for people. I love creating yummy and sometimes healthy, sometimes indulgent food for people. And it brings joy and energy to me that I'm providing for people and letting them take a bit of a load off. Oh, Jade, good on you. First day back at work, I know that feel. Good on you that it was an easy first day back. And I love cooking for people. Brings me so much energy as well. It's one of my favorite things to do, having people over, making them a delicious dinner, making a healthy dinner. But yeah, just looking after people. I absolutely love that. It brings me so much joy too. So good on you, Jade, from group number four. Next we have from group number one, we have Meredith Eats. Grateful for feeling okay despite testing positive for COVID on my first day back at work for 2024. Who even gets COVID anymore? Number two, afternoon in the sun and swim. And number three, my partner getting us a new fridge. It took some work to fit it into the gap, if you know, you know, but he went to all lengths to make it work. And what brings me energy? Here's a couple for Meredith. So what brings me energy? Starting my mornings with exercise, even if it's a walk around the block, I prefer it over coffee. Cooking for my family and friends, running into the ocean and diving under, getting that cold blast. Reading / writing gratitudes before bed and understanding how lucky I am. A 3 p.m. cup of tea. And finally, a walk around the block with my colleagues at lunchtime to recharge. Oh, I love that, Meredith. What a great list of little things that bring you energy. I think we can all learn from that and just sort of understand and start to really reflect on those things that bring us energy. And I hope you're all right with COVID. I haven't heard of many people with COVID, so hopefully you're not doing too poorly. It sounds like you're doing all right, but thank you so much for sending in all of those things that bring you energy. I'm sure people listening would have got something out of that too. Next, we have from group number seven, we have Tyler O'Meara. Tyler's an incredible member of this group, really gets around everybody in his group, and yeah, really has been active in sharing his gratitudes and sharing little stories. So I've got a really nice one for you today. So Tyler wrote, it's so good to read everyone's gratitudes from the last few days, and I love to see everyone starting off the year solid. So here's my Monday gratitudes. Number one, waking up to rain on the van roof and having a cozy sleep in. Number two, having a really cool, intense experience while meditating this morning, bringing a lot of love and empathy towards my mum after we have been butting heads a lot recently. And number three, surfing one of my favorite point breaks on the South Coast all to myself for hours and an amazing sunset. And chucking in a little extra thing for Monday that made me smile. I often think of the future for our youth is worrying with all the phones and social media stuff, but hearing some young kids in the creek, cold creek yesterday talking about doing cold plunges and seeing how long they could stay in gave me so much happiness. So grateful for the Good Human Factory and so many others for bringing these kinds of things into our lives. And the future is looking bright for our youth. And what brings me energy? Exercise brings me energy so much. Beating the voices in my head and saying, go chill on the lounge and similar, and getting outside and doing things like yoga, running and surfing brings me so much good energy and guaranteed happiness no matter what mood I'm in. Makes the body move and will always make me be present and smile to enjoy the little things. Oh, Tyler, man, thank you so much for being so active in the group. You're supporting everyone in your group. You're sharing so much, and I can see it's bringing so much joy to you. So I really appreciate it. And I completely agree. When I share my top three things for energy, exercise is going to be in there. So keep an ear out for that in a second. And my last one, actually last one is from group number seven. We have Kel. Grateful for getting a shout out in my team meeting today for my hard work in Q4 last year. I won a state award that's going national. Wow, good on you, Kel. Connecting and having a laugh in person with my team. I've really missed being in a team environment and it brings my mood up so much. And watching my daughter get so, so clever with her words and sentences. She sung Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star so clearly tonight and it was such a beautiful moment. Oh, how nice is that? What great gratitude. Good on you, Kel. And what gives me energy? Something I've taken from Cooper, especially in the past 12 months, is to be more present in person with my loved ones. The more often I put down my phone and be in the moment with my daughter, the more energy it gives me to be a fun mom and have plenty of fun and moments of laughter with her. It's sad, but I don't have many memories of fits of laughter in my childhood, so it drives me to ensure I'm constantly creating those moments with my little girl. Oh, Kel, you're a legend. What a beautiful way to reflect and a beautiful way to build that energy. Being present with people is so important. It's something that can be so overlooked. We get so in our own heads and there's so much going on in our own lives that quite often we forget to actually be present in those moments. I get stuck in this so much, and it's something that by you bringing that up makes me really conscious of what I need to do. But my top three ways to build energy. number one is conscious eating. The food that we put in our body is so important. And for me, it's so important to make sure that I'm eating nutritious food. I try and eat organic. I love the saying, you're either going to feed or you're either going to pay the farmer or you're going to pay the doctor. And I choose to pay the farmer. So for me, that looks like when I eat, being conscious, sitting, bit of a prayer, whether it be about where the food's come from the garden, or it's come from an animal, and just being really present with it and knowing that if it's not super produced and super put through processing and then put on shelves, then I don't really intuitively feel like that's good for me. So for me, conscious eating is a really important way to build energy. Number two is exercise. Exercise is something that we all know is really good for us, but I think for me this year, it's really important to do more of it. I was having a really average day yesterday, feeling a bit anxious about work and everything going on. And I was like, you know what? A friend invited me for a run. I was like, let's go do 10Ks. And I got home from the run and I just had no anxiety left. I felt so good in myself. And that's going to be a big goal for me in 2024, is to exercise every day for the fact of, yeah, bringing me energy, spending energy to make energy. Sounds a bit weird. And then the last thing that I do to bring myself energy is breath work. Every single morning when I wake up, I sit in bed before I get out of bed and I put on a little YouTube video, 20 minutes of Wim Hof breath work, and I get out of bed feeling energized, ready to take on the day. And it's something that has so many health benefits. I'm sure you all know about breath work now, but it's something that I've really tried to add to my daily habits for 2024. Okay. They're a couple of my ways to build energy. Hopefully you enjoyed them. Hopefully you guys might be able to add into your life a little bit of breath work, whether it be in the mornings, whether it be that exercise each day, or just being a bit more conscious when you eat. Are you eating stuff that's organic? Are you eating stuff that's sitting on the shelf for a long time? And I know it comes with a bit of investment, but I really love that saying, you're either going to pay the farmer or you're going to pay the doctor. And I'd rather pay the farmer, a bit more expensive for organic food, but it's meaning we're not going to end up in hospital and having to pay the doctor down the line. Okay, this Friday is a really fun episode. Our first guest of 2024, and it's coming with a pretty big announcement, actually. I'm about to embark on a big challenge. Last year, I did the Sober Challenge. This year, I'm about to announce a new one coming this Friday, so keep an ear out for it. But it's an episode with a good friend of mine by the name of Rory Warnock. He's an incredible breathwork coach, somebody who I've learned so much from when it comes to breathwork, and he has a really unique way of teaching it. But as always, the podcast is about getting to know his story. He grew up over in the UK, in Scotland, I believe. Fine, I need to make sure that's right. But over in the UK, and had quite an interesting upbringing. But then he found himself over in Australia trying to start a bit of a new life for him and really take on some big challenges. And since then, he's found breath work. He's found how much he can integrate it into his life. And he's teaching some huge corporate groups, the Sydney Swans, a whole bunch of people on how to breathe correctly and how to add it into our daily life. Another thing that I love about Rory is he's an ultra marathon athlete. He's run these crazy, crazy marathons in, I think he went to Peru, and he's done all these runs around the world. And the dedication it takes to do that is just phenomenal. So I love getting to hear all about his dedication to ultra endurance athletes. And that might be a little bit of a hint for the challenge that I've got coming up. But listen to this excerpt with Rory, and I'll be back in a sec.
So I started uni 19, I was in second year at uni when I was 20, and then third year when I was 21. And third year, I knew things were changing. Anxiety and depression weren't really spoken about in my house or at school at all when I was at school. Was it the same as you?
Yeah, 29, same age.
Same, right? So I didn't know what it was. I found myself, when my mum or dad would come down to London, my dad used to come down for work, so I'd catch up and we'd go out for dinner. Mum would come down, we'd hang out, and then when they'd leave, I'd cry. Now I'm this 21-year-old man, and why am I crying when I'm leaving my parents? What's going on? Then the sadness, the emotion became more and more, and I found myself just kind of crying myself to sleep most nights. And I was thinking, well, this is strange, but I don't know what the heck is going on. So I went to the doctor. My partner at the time said, you need to go and see a doctor. And then the doctor just prescribed me antidepressants, and he was like, yeah, you're depressed, mate. I didn't really comprehend it at the time. So then I just started taking the antidepressants. Didn't really change my lifestyle at that moment, at that time. And after probably a few months of taking the antidepressants, then I was like, right, something else has got to change. Mm. Started to change the lifestyle, the behaviors, the patterns, the routines. And then
did the psychologist, when you saw him, give you any other options? Did he say how you're sleeping, eating, relationships, finances, anything else? Or it was just like, oh, no, you've got depression, here's this pill.
It wasn't a psychologist at the time, it was a GP.
Oh, wow.
And it was very much, you can take the antidepressants and, oh, by the way, here's a flyer for CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. You know, that saves an option, but there's your pills.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't really spoken about. Then I started seeing psychologists and psychiatrists and therapists through my mum's help, mum's support. You know, she helped me and, you know, drove me to people and did all the work kind of with me and for me. So yeah, it kind of took me on that journey when I was about 21, 22 years old. And you know, now we're 29, right?
Okay, that was Rory Warnock. He's going to be in your ears this Friday. I can't wait for you to hear that one. Far out. First episode back for 2024. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this one. Big goal for me this year is to grow the podcast, to bring you guys more value and to really just get some guests on who are going to inspire you to take on this year, to really build energy, to take big goals this year, to take risks, and to just be happy and healthy this year. So big thank you to everyone who's tuned in. If you enjoyed the podcast, please do me a favor, share it with a friend, go join the 1% club, go grab some merch. The Good Human Factory 2024 is all about taking better care of our mental health, taking better care of our family and the people around us, and most importantly, just having a good, healthy year. So thanks for tuning in. Love you all. See you on Friday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.